22 scientists from the U.S. are in the country as part of an exchange program on the environmental impact of extractive industries. The extractive industries include the oil and gas sector, fisheries, mining, and forestry. The scientists, who are from the Douglas University, will be exposed to a range of issues in the extractive industries in Ghana. At the opening ceremony in Accra, the head of the Department of Oceanography and Fisheries at the University of Ghana, Dr. Francis Nunu, said the exchange program has become necessary with the discovery of oil in the country. Rita Ampabing reports.
Early last year, a group of 22 Ghanaians from academia, ministries, scientists, and the media traveled from Accra to participate in the exchange program. The U.S. delegation, which is in Ghana for the meeting, will be in the country for 1 month. They will visit the country's mining sectors, forestry areas, the offshore oil sites, water industries, energy, and the fishery industries. The 22-member delegation will be exposed to the environmental challenges the country faces and deliberate on how best the challenges can be addressed. The head of the Department of Oceanography and Fisheries at the University of Ghana, Dr. Francis Nunu, said, in collaboration with the Faculty of Science, it has undertaken a number of exchange programs to collaborate with the developed countries in order to seek new ways of meeting environmental challenges.
This is a collaboration between the University of Ghana and the University of Duquesne. We came together to put this project together. The aim is basically to raise young people with serious interest in the extractive industries. So this is a bunch of young people that have been identified throughout Ghana and another bunch of young people identified in U.S. that have come together, sitting down to discuss the extractive industries in the two countries. So for the first phase of the project, a group of 22 Ghanaians went to the U.S. and helped to contribute management solutions to their extractive industries. And this time, another group of 22 from the U.S. have come to Ghana.
Dr. Nunu said at the end of the 30-day program, policies will be initiated by the participants and will be forwarded to the respective extractive industries.
On the last day, we're going to invite industry and then the stakeholders, especially the ministries and the agencies, those concerned with enforcing and implementing the rules, to come here to be with us. So whilst they are here, we'll tell them what we think should be done. And as a university, what we'll do is to give them policy briefs and management suggestions, and they have to do the enforcement.
The exchange program involves young professionals who are interested in environmental issues in the U.S. and in Ghana. From the University of Ghana in Accra, Rita Mpabin, reporting for Radio Ghana.